This month, New Hampshire lost one of its most famous and adored public servants. On the Senate floor, Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen used Warren Rudman's life as an example for today's hyperpartisan lawmakers.
Senator Rudman was widely and deservedly hailed in both life and now in his death as a public servant who reached across party lines to get the job done for his country and his state. Warren Rudman didn't do this out of weakness. He acted so because of the strength and courage that marked his entire life.
Rudman, who died this month at age 82, spent 13 years in the Senate. In that time, he became most well known for helping craft the Graham-Rudman Act, which aimed at slashing the federal budget. Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte says it's a shame later Congresses disregarded it.
When it was signed into law, annual deficits were $200 billion. Can you imagine how much better off we'd be today if we had heeded Warren Rudman's warnings and truly followed through on the work that he did in this body?
Then there was Rudman's work investigating the Iran-Contra scandal. The bipartisan investigation revealed President Ronald Reagan and his administration broke the law by defying prohibitions Congress had put on the White House. Ayotte says his work there shows he was a true statesman.
This is what he said. I consider myself an American first and a Republican second. It was a commitment that he kept, leading to where he led a nonpartisan inquiry that pursued the facts.
Senator Shaheen may have summed up his life best.
Warren B. Rudman lived a long and full life. His service graced the Senate. And to the end, he had New Hampshire granite in his veins.
For NHPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.